The temple isn't.
As you approach,
well, so
tunnels,
far, the temple, the mayor, and the, surprisingly enough, carpenter.
As you approach, he tunnels out to the road, smiles, and says,
Hi!
We reply, Howdy.
Howdy. Who's this guy?
Deliverer.
The little kid.
Deliverer.
I thought it was Deliverer's kid.
Oh, okay.
Is it a kid?
Yes. Okay.
That's the high-pitched
Hi.
Voice.
Hi.
Want some candy?
Okay.
Want to take a ride in my nice new car?
All right. That.
Okay. You pervert it.
That's not.
Okay.
Want to pay marbles?
You take this much damage. The kid is.
Guess
actually,
I should have said good day.
He's actually the world's youngest 8th level black belt karate champion.
Have a nice day.
It's actually a time bomb. Set by Libyan terrorists. Okay, and as you say hello to this little child,
he blows up.
No, stop that.
Did you see Doctor Who the other night?
This woman rushes out from the house, snatches him up, and like looks at you like
pervert.
Sort of naked fear in her eyes.
Have we noticed anyone else in town besides the
Maybe I'll have
two watchdogs?
The two brawny boys, the strapping boys.
Have they noticed us, though?
Really?
I mean, no one else has given us this look of fear. This look of fear.
Maternal instinct.
Oh, okay. What race are these good folks?
So she turns around and runs back into the house.
Wait.
The kid.
Yeah.
Doctor Who,
that
they had a Mobius tape. They had a map, and they say, and point out where your pharmacy is. Oh, it's here, and here, and here, and here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your daughter has the same birthday as my sister. How's that for coincidence?
Today.
Oh, okay. The party's tomorrow.
Yeah,
today
is
her birthday.
But
you
got two appointments tomorrow, two parties.
Where?
And you were in a study?
She got three cards.
After a few moments.
Two checks?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
A sweater, a purse, and a pair of rainbow barrettes.
A purse?
How about raspberry barrettes?
The liverman.
Green barrettes.
Steps out.
Wasn't even.
In a purple sweater.
Not your purse.
What does the livery man do after he
steps out? Is that our favorite color?
Who's listening? Who's not in?
I am.
Oh.
The livery man steps out of the porch and, like, walks out to the
road.
That's a good one. He says, like, sorry about that, but times are not the best of times. These are the best of times.
No.
Well, to be
sure not to be, that is the question.
Well, there's nowhere to face this lesson.
That's an outrageous word.
Or take arms against the sea of trouble.
So, sir, what's the problem?
He takes arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing.
And then
to die to sleep, sleep no more and by sleep to save me. Okay.
Who sleeps, who chance to dream?
This
I,
well,
the rub.
What'd you ask?
You see, no one's listening to me.
The guy ran out and said that these were the worst times.
The best
and
times, isn't the worst.
Don't start with him.
Tell me good time so what problems have befallen your town.
You really need to take a class from this
well,
Dr. Ashley.
Okay.
I can't really say that. Perhaps you'd like to come up on the porch and
do that
for
sit a while.
Good dear.
Well, so my sure. Neighbor
no.
Thing to do there.
No.
So in
who are you talking to?
Up on the porch of your house, there are like benches and things to sit on.
Well, I'll go up and sit with them.
What building
Thank
is it?
Let's not
house?
Do that.
A livery.
I thought you learned how to get out of something like that.
You want him
to grip like
good place to learn things.
Okay,
grip
like lithium. So?
I thought Tim just taught you. No, don't hit me.
After a day or two, we make it up to the porch.
Do you want me to sit between you
well,
two?
Well, I got one up on the porch.
No.
You guys
are going to sit on the porch.
Hmm?
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
The porch with
mm-hmm.
Are there chairs?
And benches.
And benches and stuff.
Does he offer drinks?
Yes.
Oh, well. I'm
definitely got
delivery?
He's a hot toast. He's being nice.
Oh, okay. Lemonade?
You can only stay as long as there's lemonade in the cup.
Nice day, isn't it?
It doesn't rain, yes.
Yeah, it's been good weather recently. Have you folks come far?
Today, yes.
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 We've been on the road for a while.
Since dawn, as a matter of
fact. And where might you be headed?
Just traveling. We're heading west.
Quite a impression.
Well,
there's been a death in the family. We're going to take.
If you want to stay in town tonight, then...
Can you suggest a good inn?
Very good.
In Paris, yes.
I'd suggest that you go to the Inn of the Slumbering Serpent.
The Inn of the what?
The Slumbering Serpent.
Sounds interesting.
Got good atmosphere and good wine.
Which
good. Just stay away from the Golden Green Inn. That place isn't as nice as it used to be.
What's the problem there?
Oh, the owner seemed to change somewhat in the past couple months. They just didn't seem as friendly as they used to were.
Which one was this so I can be sure to avoid it?
It's my adventure
Golden
alarm.
Green here. Golden Green. Sort of like those people across the road there.
Oh, what's
in the general store?
Which one do you refer to?
The general store.
Yes?
No, the other road, back towards the...
Back down here, by the house?
No.
Which folks are there?
You're there.
You're there, right? Across the road, towards the mayor's house. And the house.
Is
it in good shape or bad shape?
That one's in good shape.
But there's drapes over the windows and we cannot see in.
They just moved in a couple of weeks ago and they don't seem to be interested in being neighborly.
Not too
just plain unsociable.
Just plain unsocial.
Boy, what time for you to be like me?
Yeah,
there you go.
Most of the people in this town aren't as selfish as they used to be. Sort of been getting real bad. People disappearing, just
disappearing
at the end of the night and not come back, I'll tell you.
Whoa.
And no sign of them?
No sign of them. Houses go down.
Yeah, we noticed most of them look pretty decrepit.
Do it like walls cave in?
Wood rotting away. Gaping holes.
Poor man, you know.
Which?
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Anything we can do?
Well, I don't know about that. Just,
Oh, okay.
He doesn't hand you a card saying this way to a pension.
So, which way to the end of the sleeping, slumbering serpent?
Just follow up this road and turn to your right when you get to the next intersection.
Turn to the right past the gallows.
That's the slumbering serpent. Okay, well,
walk up the road, cross the river, and it'll be up there. Can't miss one.
Cross the river.
That's good, sir. I never caught your name.
Killian Gade. Killian Gade. Every man after service.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Need a horse? I'm probably coming. Tell you one. Got a couple out in the stable right now. You want to come and take a look? Oh,
sure.
Never mind. Well, maybe next time. Got to get back to growing straw.
Shoveling what?
Straw.
Oh.
Well, good sir, we thank you for your hospitality.
Kitchen bales of hay.
So he shows you back to the gate. And back on the road.
Ramble on.
And we rambo on.
Rambo on. Okay. Going further?
Yes.
This month's issue of Playgirl has a picture of Rambo in it.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay.
Anyway, go on.
To the...
From the naval app?
That didn't look.
The woman house?
I haven't even seen
it.
It's the centerfold.
Okay.
Don't cut your fingers on that staple.
A gem-encrusted ring is pictured on a sign outside this establishment. Doors and windows are open.
A gym.
Is small, but
it's not a red, many-faceted gym.
It looks
is it?
Extremely sturdy. The shutters and doors are of heavy wood, reinforced with iron bands.
Are they like clothes?
Doors and windows are open.
Reinforced
okay,
with rubber bands?
With heavy metal bands.
Metal bands.
Heavy metal?
Yes.
Heavy metal.
His Twisted Sister.
Have D. Snyder by their front door. scare away the evil spirits.
Yes.
And this fan club of yours, is this a Christian organization?
Further on the road to the left is a sign with a spinning wheel and loom.
Spinning wheel.
Hanging outside a new building, there. Several bales of wool are stacked on the wide porch where people are visiting.
You can have that one.
Gee, thanks.
And you come to the next.
What's across from the weaver?
Oh, across from this one. Goodness me. A large wooden inn. It is decorated with carvings of sheaves of wheat along the eaves of the roof. The inn is whitewashed, but much of the paint is peeled. The sign picturing a cluster of wheat and a pitcher of beer and an ale hangs over the door. A corral and stable, apparently empty, are off to the side.
Inn of the folding grains, wheat.
Of many, many grains.
Was this the one where he told us to stay?
No.
Well,
no.
The other inn
told us not to stay at all.
Well, this doesn't look like a very popular place anyway. There's no cars parked outside.
Keep on looking around.
It's not dinner hour.
But it is the drinking hour.
Kitty corner of the inn.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Is a nondescript square wooden building with heavy shutters closed over the windows. The door looks stuck.
Which one is this?
Open.
The const?
No people are visible.
Is this the constables?
Yes.
Oh. The people are visible, okay.
Are there any bars in any of the windows?
No. Behind the constable's quarters is a barracks. Across the street from the inn to the east. No.
West.
West.
Okay. You're not a mistake.
Another farm, the house and barn are clean whitewashed wooden buildings. Several cows chew their cud just outside the barn. Three little girls playing in the yard of the house stop to gawk at your group.
Well, I'm going to point.
Jeez.
What are you looking at?
I should continue.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop.
Embarrass us.
Okay.
And as you watch, the older girl runs outside and starts hustling them into the... into the house.
We're mighty popular, aren't we?
No, she's saying, they're girls, they're too old.
People disappearing? Maybe calling
But I'm not going to linger.
Rather than stand around being offended, I think I'll just kind of like continue
I think I'll just continue on.
We're just going to Rambo on.
Ramboing on. Which way are you going to?
North.
Let's go Ramboling.
Okay. Ramboling north.
You pass the...
the twin lines.
A stable and corral from the inn. Go over the bridge.
Oh boy.
That's a bridge.
And
it looks like a crossroad.
To your right.
There is a stabby.
It is a large colorful sign picturing a red dragon with its head resting contemptively on its paws. A film of smoke rises from its nose and its eyes are closed.
It's like the Marlboro Man, huh?
Oh, great.
The inn is smaller and older than the Golden Grain. Several beds of flowers bright in the front. A large middle-aged woman is sweeping the front porch.
Are the stables empty?
Or can we tell?
You said the stables were empty after this one.
I doubt it. This
is one of the...
She says,
hi!
And in unison we go,
hi!
Yes, we've all taken Dale Carnegie classes.
And she, like, puts out cider broom and sort of hustles out to the road.
Was this the one that he recommended?
Yes, it is.
You must come in and have a seat at the inn of the Slumbering Serpent. We make everyone feel welcome here. Come inside. Stay with us for a time.
Or it is lunchtime.
Oh, yes, lunchtime, yes. Must have lunch. Come on in. I'm Belba.
I'm thirsty.
I'm Belba.
Always thirsty.
Belba, this is thirsty.
Belba.
You must come in. I'm sure,
Belba.
I'm sure Alwyn. I'm sure Alwyn has got the lunch done by now.
Hi, Vale.
Oh, come in.
Liquid
and,
lunch.
Or, oh, at least four so feet around this here.
I'm on a liquid diet. I'm ale.
I want to glance around. What's over here?
Oh, over
shrubbery.
There.
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
This barn.
And white picket fences.
A narrow trail winding among majestic elms.
Next to you.
Majestic elms.
And thick shrubbery.
The shrubber. Is there a path down the middle? Does it look well maintained?
The bushes between the trees are dense, rising to a height of 8 or 10 feet. The elms themselves are 75 feet tall. They are the only trees here. They're widely spaced, allowing much sunlight to pour between their ancient boughs.
Gee, could this be the...
Wouldn't be a druid around here, would there?
So just glancing over the shoulder, and I'll go on into the inner leaf snoozing circuits.
Sneezy.
The sneezing search snurfit.
Okay.
Is that what he called it? No, it's the slumbering serpent.
Slumbering serpent. The sleeping dragon.
So, following Belba in.
Belba! Wait, Melba. Belba.
Alright, you
I'll
enter.
I'll be the Belba.
This establishment. It's a homey atmosphere.
Homely.
And. The shutters are flung wide and sunlight streams into the room, the common room, from a large number of windows.
My, anybody in there? Besides Belba and whoever's cooking?
And tell me when I see anyone that's a non-human.
I'm going to be seeing humans too.
These are all humans. Unless they're pigments of our imagination.
And Belva, like,
have to be kind of ordinary.
Bustles out with right some wine.
Salt gradient. No stout.
Salt gradient. I thought they were ordering the quantity.
And everyone should... Oh, who's drinking?
Jeez.
Uh-oh. I'll probably have...
What is, it's flashed again.
Is this like wine or ale?
What does it mean?
I would probably have, like, a glass of wine.
It sounds like a good idea.
You had what'd you do?
Had a glass of wine.
Roll percentile.
What are we rolling?
Percentile.
You
have to roll percentile.
56.
It's Pest like percentile. The most amazing wine you've ever had in your entire life.
What are we rolling? Percentile?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like fantastic
against
wine, huh?
Gladys, so.
Okay.
80. Either a 68 or an 86.
Which one is it?
No, we're like, this is a 41%. The Malcolm's got magical injections.
It's just great wine.
Alright.
68.
You have. So it's really good wine. Okay.
So it's the best wine you've ever had.
Just a 41. Great wine.
It's the best wine you've ever had in your life.
I'm going to go high.
Does that mean like
65?
More?
Well, not necessarily. It's just better than anything you've experienced as far as wine goes.
65?
Yes, whatever. Somebody rolls over 80. That's something.
Like that. What about
over 80? What'd you get?
82.
Oh, well. It's still damn good.
33.
You're bowled over. It's like great.
Wow. This is delicious.
Oh, yes. Well.
Maybe it means the battery's low.
Could be.
No, it's the overload.
It's our homemade.
Overload. Wine. You're right.
We're just so good, so glad to have you sample it. The first glass just. On the house.
Oh, man.
Wow. Should ask for a large.
So they.
It's a wonderful wine.
You know, a little roast beast for lunch, and.
I
got it. There is no joy to
feast away. There are. Let's see, where are we?
There are three main tables and three round tables and a long bench table in the common room. And a porch and a large fireplace. Stairway upstairs.
Munch, 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 munch. Yum, yum, yum. Slurp, 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 slurp.
But and sure after is a while, good.
Sun goes down.
A gentleman comes out from the back and asks you, "Oh, what do you think of the? What do you think of it? What do you think of the food?"
Wine's great.
Wine is just excellent.
Yeah, best I've ever had. Yes, well, siree, Bob.
It's our homemade special wine.
Special wine.
Oh.
So, you folks planning to stay or just
staying? Well,
at least tonight, yeah.
Yes.
Not a very sociable person, are you?
Well,
no.
Yes.
I ask you a straight question and you're doing a bunch of crap. Is this? I'll throw y'all out of here.
I think we'll stay a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
that'll be great. We've got rooms upstairs. I can let y'all. We got. What have we got? We got rooms raging.
Right.
Raging. Something like a Spielberg movie. Open up the closet. There's a giant mouth there.
No, that's Toe Hooper.
Oh, we can have you. We can put y'all in like a couple rooms at 8 silvers a bed, or you could double up. It's 15, a little more room.
I'm gonna be really tacky with that.
Unless somebody's really interested. All right, that's in having a private suite.
How much?
It's 2 gold pieces for the private room, but it's well furnished.
Well,
then there's the top of the line, the presidential suite.
Ooh. How much does that go for?
4 gold pieces.
4 gold pieces?
A night.
Should have a sunken bath?
What? Just what you see on the wall. Just what you see.
Just what you see, buddy.
Just what you see, buddy. Yeah, we don't have many travelers these days.
Oh, really? Why is that? You seem to be on a pretty decent road here.
Well, we used to have a lot of travel between city to city across the mountains here.
Once slowed it down.
Well, the road's been getting worse.
It didn't seem too bad to us.
Well,
we're used to hardships that most mortal men wouldn't even think about facing.
Pardon my friend's arrogance.
Maybe you were just lucky, but there's been some trouble with getting travelers through the mountains these days.
Not like attacked or anything.
Well, just not been making it. You know, they set out from the one side of the mountains. And
from any direction or from coming from a certain direction?
Oh, like, came in from the east side of town and we kind of saw it. Things out that way aren't great these days. Sort of been that way for a while. About the past year, sort of. People have been packing up, leaving off.
That doesn't sound good.
Houses have been just come empty. Sometimes if people come back, but sometimes they don't. We never hear from them.
Yeah.
People don't go out.
Been finding their bodies or anything? I mean, no sign of them?
Boy, your son.
Always tactful. To the
so, what, your Christmas bodies. Too?
Son or what? Well,
I mean, no trace of them?
No, some of them just disappear. Some of them just leave for a while and then come back.
Oh, well.
What do they say when they come back?
Well, they don't say a whole lot.
They act like they've been gone?
Oh, not really.
Hope it doesn't happen to us.
want to keep real quiet. And funny though, they don't take as much interest in keeping a good house or good field or anything. Kind of goes, just kind of going down the moon.
Hmm.
That's too bad.
That sounds terrible.
You know,
are there any rumors about these
rumors?
Yeah, I heard
rumor monger.
Could have brought some.
No, there's a machine over in the corner that says, "Your weight, one copper, with rumor, five coppers."
With correct rumor.
10 coppers.
5 gold.
2 gold.
Old time smokehouse. Kettle potato chips. Kettle potato chips.
You wanna talk to somebody who might know a little more than I do, you gotta go across the road and see that old hermit up there.
Back in the woods?
Kind of weird old guy that keeps his eyes open sometimes. Strange what the man can take on.
Weird how?
Oh, he just keeps to himself. Doesn't come out much.
All that weird stuff he smokes. Air long and unkempt.
His name is Ram Meat.
It's what?
Ram Meat.
Ram Meat.
You're weird.
Mike, are you hungry?
And you have a big nose.
You want a rumor? I'll tell you a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting rumor.
You're supposed to have a table drawn up that you can roll from. Well,
yeah.
Well, how about these new folks in town?
Which new folks?
Was it over there as well?
In the house.
In the house over by the mirror?
The unsociable ones.
Oh, I don't know much about them.
Oh,
all right. Not
a touchable. So, are y'all going to stay the night or what?
Yes.
Well, do you want to haul your traps upstairs?
Haul your ass upstairs.
Just go up the stairway there. Maybe a couple wooden points left.
I don't like potato chips.
It's the, the third room
on your left. Oh, you're gonna
eat it?
Huh?
I'll eat it.
Last
room.
Got
twisted
on.
Last room on your left.
Last
room. Mmm. Right. Well, we proceed
like
up the stairs. You can only turn right.
Oh,
goes
left,
down.
Left. We'll follow
it to some rooms. We're gonna go to the last room.
We'll follow his directions.
Yes. Okay.
Which, did we get the presidential one?
No.
You find a room containing several beds. I'm reading the wrong book on here. Anyway, go upstairs.
Here, go to our room.
Well, okay. Scratch that and rearrange it. Three rooms on the left, so.
Okay. Three rooms on the left, huh?
Three on the left. Each room contains... How many people you got?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Did you count Lana?
Oh.
Seven.
Is Lana here?
Yes.
Better be on
Becky's
the right.
Character.
Two rooms on the right, each have...
She's not going to play for a while.
She'll be back in a little bit. That's what she said last time.
Each have several beds. Anyway, whatever.
That will do it.
You go upstairs and two rooms there. Each with... enough beds to accommodate half of you.
You don't think so?
Except if you're an odd number, in which case...
Better picture for us?
Plus one.
Half, four, six, seven.
Well, three and a half of you can sit in one room.
Five, three.